At least a portion of the almost $700,000 in federal tourism funding announced in the SOO on Wednesday will go toward efforts to keep Canadian tourism dollars in this country. On Wednesday, MP Terry Sheehan dropped $677,719 in Fedner tourism dollars toward six projects during an announcement at the Ermutinger Clergue National Historic Site in Sault Ste. Marie. Sheehan was recently named as Parliamentary Secretary for Fedner, a position he has held once before. "These are just six fantastic projects because their impacts will help foster development across a broad spectrum and will create local success across the region," Sheehan said during his remarks. "They will help integrate communities all over Northern Ontario into a more fulsome tourism industry. From the funding, the city will receive $195,000 to help implement a digital tourism strategy for the Ermutinger Clergue National Historic Site, including augmented reality and interactive storytelling features connected to exhibits, as well as facility renovations, new marketing and website." Asked if the current phenomenon of people in Canada consciously selecting products made in this country over American-made ones could spill over to the tourism sector, Mayor Matthew Shoemaker said he has already heard of people cancelling travel plans south of the border. "You hope that there will be a local impact on that and people, instead of going to Florida over the winter, will maybe spend more time in Searchmont, maybe spending some more time exploring what we've got here at the Ermutinger Clergue, at the Bushplane Museum, at the Art Gallery and at the museum, as well as other tourism attractions in between," Shoemaker said. Although the tariffs are expected to target the steel industry, Shoemaker said investments in other sectors like tourism can help to lessen the expected effects to the community. "We would be hard-pressed to make up for the impact the tariffs will have on our manufacturing industry, but you have to attack it from a thousand different angles, and this is one of the angles that you have to attack it from," he said. Tourism organization Destination Northern Ontario will receive $125,000 of the funding in support of its research and marketing strategy development initiative, carried out in partnership with a number of Northern Ontario municipalities including Sault Ste. Marie. The funds will allow the organization to identify tourism products and trends to inform future campaigns. Stephanie Panuco, Senior Coordinator of Product Development and Marketing and Communications for DNO, said the COVID-19 pandemic helped the tourism sector pivot to the domestic market. "With many Canadian consumers deciding to spend their dollars north of the border in defiance of being named the 51st state," Panuco said the tourism sector has another opportunity to attract domestic tourists, as well as those from other countries. "With this research project, not only is it going to identify new markets and other international destinations with like-minded consumers, it's really trying to point us in the right direction of the domestic consumer and what their needs are so we can capture them before they go somewhere else and they can choose Canadian first," she said. Sheehan told Sue today that Sault Ste. Marie and Northern Ontario have a lot to offer tourists from Canada and abroad. "I can tell you that I know people come here from all over the world," he said. The Great Lakes Cruise Association, which supports cruise ship tourism, will receive $225,000 of the funding to support its tourism development strategy, which includes development of shore excursion opportunities, a buy local program and the Great Lakes menu, which will identify chefs in Northern Ontario port communities, among other initiatives. "I know that Americans are still going to come over here because of the dollar, but we are also getting people on those cruise ships from around the world," said Sheehan. The complete news release from the office of MP Terry Sheehan can be seen below. Terry Sheehan, Member of Parliament for Sault Ste. Marie and Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Indigenous Services and Minister responsible for Fedner, today announced a total Fedner investment of $677,719 in six projects in support of the tourism industry in Algoma Region and Northern Ontario. The announcement was made on behalf of the Honourable Patty Haidu, Minister of Indigenous Services and Minister responsible for Fedner. "These investments include the development and implementation of tourism promotion and marketing strategies and plans, and will support the hiring of skilled professionals who will enable and expand tourism opportunities in the region. The funding includes the city of Sault Ste. Marie is receiving $195,000 to implement the digital tourism strategy developed for the Ermatinger Clairdieu National Historic Site. This will include new augmented reality and interactive storytelling features connected to the exhibits, new tourism marketing and website, and facility renovations to enable year-round enjoyment of the attractions. The Great Lakes Cruise Association is receiving $225,000 to support the implementation of a tourism product development strategy. The project components include the development of shore excursion opportunities, a bi-local program, the development of the Great Lakes menu, identifying chefs residing in Northern Ontario port communities, as well as port branding and infrastructure upgrades to enable and encourage port visits by cruise ships. Destination Northern Ontario, DNO, is receiving $125,000 in support of their Northern Ontario Tourism Research and Marketing Strategy Development Initiative. FEDNR funds will enable DNO to identify tourism products and trends in order to inform future campaigns aimed at increasing visitation across Northern Ontario. The project will be carried out in partnership with the municipalities of Sault Ste. Marie, Sudbury, Thunder Bay, Timmins, and North Bay. Ontario Culture Days, ONCD, is receiving $58,219 to support the hiring of a communications and events associate youth intern for an 18-month period. The intern will support ONCD's Northern Ontario network, creating engaging communications to drive cultural tourism, and supporting professional development for arts organizations in the region. Algoma Kinawabi Tourism Association is receiving $35,500 to support their Algoma Country Cruise Ship Readiness Plan. Specifically, the plan will identify potential tourism assets including marinas, businesses, local transportation, and other attractions. As part of the project, Algoma Kinawabi will also provide guidance for coordinating with cruise ship tour operators in both Lake Huron, North Channel and Lake Superior, Algoma areas. This investment will help support cruise and land excursions into rural areas and will expand tourism opportunities in the region. The Ontario Maple Syrup Producers Association is receiving $39,000 to support the development of a comprehensive marketing and branding campaign. This project will identify best practices, opportunities, and innovations in food brand marketing with focuses of high quality and buying local, and will develop those inputs into a multi-year marketing and branding campaign. This investment is expected to increase domestic sales while driving the growth and profitability of the Ontario maple sector. The majority of the funding is provided through FEDNOR's Northern Ontario Development Program, which invests in projects led by municipalities, First Nations, and other organizations and institutions that support community economic development, diversification, job creation, and self-reliant communities in Northern Ontario. Additional funding is provided through the Tourism Growth Program, TGP, a Government of Canada program through which $108 million will be delivered over 3 years. TGP funds are delivered by regional development agencies and aim to support communities, small and medium-sized businesses, and not-for-profit organizations in developing local tourism products and experiences. The FEDNR funds announced today will foster continued economic growth by supporting the expansion of a critical industry in Northern Ontario, and will help draw tourists to communities across the region by building upon new and existing opportunities, and by strategically highlighting many of the iconic experiences, sites, and products Northern Ontario has to offer. Quotes: investments in tourism help draw visitors that positively impact our hospitality industry, our retail sector, and many other local businesses and organizations. These impacts help drive diverse local economic development that benefits everyone. It's no secret that the Algoma region is a special place, and one of the most beautiful areas not just in Canada, but on Earth. By supporting our tourism industry and sharing our marvels with the rest of the world, we will ensure that our community continues to benefit and grow while shining like no place else. Terry Sheehan, Member of Parliament for Sault Ste. Marie and Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Indigenous Services and Minister responsible for FEDNR. The Government of Canada recognizes that the tourism industry has long been a hallmark of Northern Ontario's economy, and investments like this will help it grow and continue to support communities across the region. Our unique and iconic attractions help visitors from around the world create exciting memories, and those experiences are driven by local businesses and organizations. By investing in those businesses and organizations, we are fostering a Northern Ontario shaped by pride, beauty, and thriving local economies. The Honourable Patty Haidu, Minister of Indigenous Services and Minister responsible for FEDNR, Sault Ste. Marie and the surrounding area has a special combination of iconic natural scenery and a vibrant local history, making our city a true tourism gem. We are proud to partner with FEDNR and the Government of Canada to ensure that historic tourism attractions like the Ermatinger-Clergue National Historic Site remain accessible and engaging for current and future generations. Matthew Shoemaker, Mayor, City of Sault Ste. Marie. Northern Ontario is a broad region filled with inspiring sights and unparalleled experiences. The region has a lot to offer, and thanks to the support of FEDNR and the Government of Canada, Destination Northern Ontario will continue to work with municipal partners in sharing those wonders with the rest of the world. David McLachlan, Executive Director, Destination Northern Ontario.